hilariously Melbourne. Get a hilarious adventure into work every morning with Beep Beep Beb and Nick. And get an epic adventure into art at the Loom Melbourne, Australia's first digital art gallery. Visit now to see the work of Vincent van Gogh like never before. 101, this
is the Fox. Now, we were set a challenge yesterday by our producers. We had a conversation on the show a few weeks ago where we talked about who would land a plane better or who could fly. Mm-hmm. And there was a suggestion, I think Fev and I may have believed it was as simple as pressing some buttons.
Yeah, it's not that
like,
hard.
Like, don't get me wrong, I love pilots.
Yeah.
You, if you're a pilot listening, you are impressive. But I thought that those big commercial planes now, it's kind of a lot of autopilot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sort of like cruise control in the car.
Mm.
So our producers...
But it's the takeoff and landing is the most difficult
bit. Thought you could press a button and just go land this
auto
thing.
Land.
Siri, land the plane.
Yeah. Thanks. Well, pretty much.
Well, that's where we're going. Yeah. Tesla cars, apparently you don't even have to be in them. Yeah, you just go, can you park? And it
parks.
So our producer said, okay, well, which one of you would be a better flyer? Can fly a plane but also land it, because that, as you said, is the tricky bit. So we took ourselves off to a flight simulator place, and this is how it went down.
Sorry, it's not loading.
Oh, no. Aborted takeoff.
Sounds like my takeoff.
Lucky I'm not flying these planes. Here we go.
Here we are at Flight Experience in the QV building, and we're going to find out which one of us can firstly land a plane, if it's possible for one of us to do that, and who's the better flyer?
I think Nick will be... This is his domain, and I think we might struggle.
Okay, well, let's see how we go.
There's a lot of buttons in there.
Okay, so welcome Captain Beefy on the 737-800 today.
Thank you for having me, Captain Chris.
Welcome Captain Nick.
Thank you.
We're taking off out of Melbourne Airport here on runway 34.
Welcome aboard this flight, Boeing 737. This is Captain Favola speaking. Weather is going to be all clear.
All right, we have severe thunderstorms here at Melbourne today.
Why do I get the thunderstorm? No!
I'm going to have no smoking off. I'm a cool captain.
Can I do some fun stuff in the air?
If you want to.
Go on, Chris, let's have some fun.
Control tower. This is Maverick. I'm going to have a dogfight today.
Copy that, Maverick.
All right, ready to go now. So push it forwards.
All the way forward.
Oh, my God, this is so cool. Like that?
Yep, and then let go.
Oh, Maverick! Come on!
Whoa! Joe, I'm getting sick.
Seriously?
Go past my ex-girlfriend's house. Told you I could be a pilot.
What if I press these buttons? I just turn them. Oh, what's happened? It's a fire!
We need to fix this.
There's a fire!
Shut up. Sounded fire. Hey, warning, fire.
So pull this up.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Just lost engine one.
That's all right. We've got two more. One more.
So we're down to our final engine already.
That's good.
And
now we've lost
the
other one too.
We've lost another engine, Chris!
Oh no, what's going to happen?
What are you doing?
Looks like you've just lost an engine as well, so you're only one at the moment. So that's fine, that's okay.
Aircraft's
still coming in.
Oh, I've got to go on the runway, Chris!
You need to go on the runway, that's it. I'm in your hands today.
Can I go on that runway?
If you land however you need to.
Oh man!
I have no control over
this. Come back up, man.
So what's that? Is there not enough speed? That means if the nose is up, but I'm losing altitude, is that not enough speed?
Whoa! Oh, wings level.
Chris, how do I get down? Oh, man! Oh, hang on.
Making me feel sick.
You're the captain today. I'm your co-pilot. Just turn it to that angle there. That's right. So you can turn down with now. Brakes. Go on. We've got no engines.
Are we crashing?
It looks like we crashed at the moment. Quite possibly the worst pilot we've had in the simulator.
Master control!
Master control.
Have you enjoyed your flight from Melbourne to Melbourne today?
Oh, that was intense. Grace under fire. I thought I was quite calm.
Bev was just yelling things like master control.
Yeah,
and
no, that was when we crashed.
Those planes were no good.
Mine caught on fire, lost all my engines, ended up, I was supposed to land at Tullamarine. I think I ended up in Seymour.
Oh, no.
I have a whole new respect and appreciation for what pilots do. I mean,
and what you can get from that is Nick, like, really thought he was a pilot.
You took it very seriously.
I love it.
And went up perfectly.
Yep.
And the skies were clear. He was looking at birds, ex-missus's house. Landed it,
smoothly.
Like, right in the middle. You know when the runway, they've got those little lines in the middle? Mm. The broken lines? His toe of the tire was actually on it. I don't think I even hit the runway.
I couldn't straighten it. It kept tipping over. The plane was tipping.
Tipping over.
Mate, she did a full, like, she did like a, you know, like in Maverick, she did a barrel roll at one stage.
No, it's not the Red Baron.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
But you were very good.
There we go, Nick Cody. I think you might be the best flyer.
You're the best flyer, the best pilot. You were like one of them.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Everyone on our plane.
If there's ever an emergency in a computer video game around flight, I will be able to help out. I can jump
Everyone
in.
On our flight died.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were
including us.
Yeah. We were
That was amazing, though. I was going straight through a tree into a cliff.
Yeah.
That was
you went off the cliff. Oh, she got to the point where there was no anything left.
We only did a lap of Melbourne, so I don't know how you even got to cliffs. You went so far off.
101.9 The Fox.
Guys, a little treat for your Thursday morning. Look what I've got for you.
When you need the play-by-play,
the hood of the NFL,
or the biggest sporting moments,
the hood of the NBA,
there's one person to turn to.
I used to play indoor cricket,
inter-school
gymnastics and inter-school diving. They're my areas of expertise.
And they are three massive sports.
Sports Report.
And considering my background is indoor cricket, I have a cricket story. Oh, so I know something about this.
We're going to talk about the round tonight, starting at MCG, game 6 of the NBA Finals.
Yep.
No.
No. Okay.
Socceroos in the World Cup.
We've done that.
Yeah.
Covered that off a couple of days ago. This is cricket. And this is an amazing...
We beat Sri Lanka.
Are we playing Sri Lanka?
Yeah, in the one day series. We beat him yesterday.
Whoa. Well done.
Maxwell
hit
80.
That's the Australian team.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good on them. No, this is...
When he
is,
said we, this, Australia.
This is local. Well, localish. It's Brisbane.
Oh, good. Like Brisbane. Wow.
An Australian cricketer has entered the record books, and this is a really impressive stat. So, his name is Stefan Nero, and well done, Stefan. He has smashed a long-standing world record.
Wow.
He has kicked. He has hit, batted 309 off 140 balls.
What's that mean?
It means that...
You could repeat...
No.
This is how little you know about cricket. If you just repeated the last sentence, that's it.
Okay, it means... No, but I think what's happened is, so out of... he's hit the ball.
Yep.
And then every time he's hit it, he's averaged about 3 or 4 runs. So he's either hit a 4 or a 6, because 4 side fences, 6 back and back fences. That just didn't back out.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Oh, sorry.
Oh, wow. You have just put yourself...
So do you think it's only a 4 if it goes... Left or right,
if it goes over any part of the fence,
that's the way we used to play it at Anchorbell Caravan Park.
And if it hits, if it goes over the rope along the ground, it's 4 anywhere.
Yeah. So if it hits the 4,
what's the 6?
Anywhere over the fence.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
If it hits the ground before it gets to the boundary, it's a 4.
So why,
if it clears it without touching anything?
So he's made 309 runs, which is an amazing achievement. That's a triple ton, which not many players would ever make 300 runs. Off 140 balls, which is impressive. But why is that a world record?
Because it's not been done before. That's how records work.
Yeah, but like,
that's true.
But like local cricket, what sort of cricket
Brisbane.
Is it?
Brisbane. It's it was in Brisbane. It's the 1998 Blind Cricket World Cup. That doesn't.
So
make
he's
sense.
Blind.
1998.
So he's blind.
19. Yeah.
So
it's
they're
blind,
blind
cricket.
There's the story.
What?
He can't see.
It's unbelievable.
That is amazing.
So that's even more impressive.
They play blind cricket. So I've seen blind cricket being played. So what happens is they put like a whistle or one of those little bell balls inside the cricket ball.
So you hear it, yeah.
So when they bowl it, it hits the pitch and then the batter can hear where the ball is because obviously the hearing's amazing.
Mm.
And then they hit it. So he's made 309 runs and he can't see.
Did you say 1998?
Yeah, that's what it says here.
That would have been the record.
That was the record that was set by Pakistan's Masood Jahan. He's beaten that record.
Yeah.
Well done. That makes more sense.
Mate, that is unbelievable.
309 off 140 balls. Could even the Australian cricket team, who would, I don't think they could even do that.
Not many people have made triple tons before. That is impressive.
That's what I thought. That's what I brought to the table.
1019, The Fox.
We were just talking about a world record before. Another one has been set, but this time by a mermaid.
Pardon?
Under the sea.
An eco-mermaid has broken a Guinness World Record by completing a 26.22-mile swim using a silicone monofin. So she's fully kitted up as a mermaid.
I thought Tommy Little may have done his swim already over in Europe. A beautiful merman.
Good year, bro.
Merman.
So she,
I'm a merman.
To set the record, the mermaid could not use her arms. Instead, she could only use her legs and feet, the tail, which makes her a mermaid, but that's what got her this record.
But also, the mermaids, obviously made up, but they've got arms.
Are they?
Well, you're right.
They're half human, half fish. Why wouldn't you use both of those?
Merman!
That's true. Well, look, this
I don't want to sound stupid here, but I actually did think that mermaid...
Mate, we've set the bar real low.
I used to watch Water H2O, just add Water H2O.
Oh, yeah, the show.
Great show, based in Queensland. And then I had this conversation with Lulu in the Gold Coast this time last week. We were at the beach. She goes, do you reckon mermaids are real? And I'm like, oh, I think they were back in the day, but they're obviously not there anymore. Like, a bit like
unicorns, you said before. Yeah.
But then Alex, my wife, told me a story. She sat us down. It was story time with the kids.
Gather around on the beach.
And she said, now, Brendan, they're not real. This is what happened. So back in the day with the sailors, they were out sailing and they used to drink the seawater, and the seawater makes you delirious. And I'm like, here we go. She's making up stories. She's trying to get me here. And they used to, and they used to drink the water and they'd be delirious because they'd be on the boat for days and days and months. And then they used to see the sea lions or something, or the seals sitting on rocks. And because they've got the flippers, blokes used to think, because they hadn't seen a girl for a while, that was a mermaid. Is that made up?
No, she's right. I knew that. I've read that. That is a theory. Yeah. It's absolutely.
But back in the day, there would have been probably you can't look at a seal and go, that's a woman.
But if you're delirious and you're drinking salt water, you can think they're hallucinating,
yeah.
And that's why the concept of sirens came from, because then they thought they'd gravitate to the rocks thinking they were women and they were just seals, and they gravitate to the rocks and they crash into the rocks. So that's how shipwrecks would happen.
So that's how the Titanic crashed.
Yeah. Well, that was an iceberg, and they didn't see that till too late. Yeah. Different.
Mm. Real different. Sexy iceberg.
Real sexy.
Get over here, sexy iceberg.
Oh, it's another boat.
This mermaid chat.
Tugboat.
The fact that Feb thinks mermaids are real.
No, back in, not now.
Okay.
I don't think they're around now.
But you think they were around.
That'd be ludicrous.
What's saying they weren't?
Well, okay, you're right. But again, the burden of proof is on you. No, show me a mermaid. You can't. You've got to show one to say it's true.
I'll just Google one.
Well, why?
I'll show you.
Here we go. Something even better. Why don't we see if we can speak to a mermaid?
Oh, come on.
One question.
Are you in labour right now?
Are you a billionaire?
Did three sisters marry three brothers?
Are you Amish?
Do you have a panic room?
Have you been abducted by aliens?
Have you married an object?
Have you died?
All we need is one caller.
We got one!
Now, traditionally with this segment, if we get no callers, the segment's ruined. It's game over.
Mm.
And this is probably the closest we've sailed to the wind, because I don't think we'll get anyone calling. Josiah thinks there's mermaids around.
Oh, 100%. Well, in Melbourne.
You can buy, like, we've done it with the kids. You know, you can buy the tail.
Yeah, Trix
and
has that.
Yeah, and you can stick it in the pool. That's,
yeah. Well, there's mermaids. Josiah, talk us through the mermaids that are apparently in Queensland and Sydney.
Yeah, I know other places. Obviously, we're not known for being a beach city, but people dress up like this lady and they have the tails and they convince themselves and they're like mermaid groups. I'm sure there'd have to be some in Melbourne as well.
We'd love to speak
to one. What is a group?
If you're
What's the collective noun for mermaids?
People?
No, but what's that, like a murder of crows?
Merman. It's a school of mermans.
A school of mermans.
Yeah.
It is.
It's a school of mermans.
What, you look at me like I'm...
No.
It's true. That's
everyone just looked at James Blake straight away.
It's a school because they're like fish.
So. Beautiful.
Thank you.
He's smart. Yeah. So 13, 10, 60.
Brains at the top.
If you are a mermaid, know a mermaid, we want to speak to you.
Please call us.
What's this?
We got one!
No.
We got one? Is it Merla?
Yes, this is Merla, the mermaid.
Merla, you're an actual mermaid?
I am. I'm actually a world record holder mermaid.
In what record, Merla?
I just swam 26.2 miles, what is 42.2 kilometers, in coastal Florida without using my arm.
Merla, I was just talking about you. This is you. We were just talking about you. You're in the news.
I know. You know, mermaids have a magical powers. They can come through any shell phone.
Oh, wow. Merla, I am particularly excited because I love Ariel, so I'm a big fan of the Little Mermaid. How did you become a mermaid?
Well, the truth is this. I started swimming because my lungs collapsed, and I think I always dreamed about being a mermaid, and I always felt like nobody understands me because I always had a health problems. And then I lived like on my own bubble world, and I just decided that I'm done living the human life. I want to be a mermaid and do the mermaid thing.
So do you live in the ocean? Like, do you hang out with other mermaids or?
Yeah, yeah. You know, like when things get hectic, I hang out with mermaids and sharks and dolphins and turtles. So
do you communicate with the other fish?
Pretty much, because I'm originally from Estonia and I never had sharks or dolphins in my, like, I have never seen them when I moved to Miami. And then I saw another day a hammerhead shark when I was training with my mermaid Finn. And instead of being scared of the hammerhead shark, I started chasing the shark.
Method.
What do you eat? Fish?
What do I eat?
Fish?
No, I don't eat my friends. I can't eat my friends. I eat seaweed and, you know, healthy food.
Sushi.
Well, sometimes.
Plankton.
Merla, back to this world record you just set.
SpongeBob.
So that's 42 kilometers. You're a mermaid with a fin and a tail, but apparently you didn't use any arms. How do you do that without arms?
You use mostly your core and lower back and your hip.
42 kilometers.
How long can you stay underwater for?
Well, I was swimming 11 hours and 54 minutes, that record. But if it's up to me, I think I can do more than that.
Do you have like a group? Do you all hang out together, like other human mermaids?
With the mer people.
Do you hang out? Like, do you go for cocktails and stuff or?
Yeah, well, let's put it this way. I am a professional open water swimmer. I tried out last year to Olympics and I have open water club with who we swim 3 times per week in the ocean. And then we go and have a coffee after.
You know what they do?
Smoothie.
They all get together and they do their little swim and hang out with their shark friends. And then they go to the surf lifesaving club and get a fishbowl. We'll get around the fishbowl.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's much better to start your day with fishes than with, you know, bad news.
Well, so
yeah, it's a great way to live
life. Out of those two options, yeah, I'd go fish.
You are a real-life Ariel. This has never happened. We just asked for any mermaids listening. We didn't expect the mermaid that had set the world record. This is fantastic. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, you guys live on a mermaid land in Australia, so I am kind of jealous of sitting in Miami. I want to be in Australia right now.
What's the next record you're going for?
Well, I am also ice swimmer, so I want to do something in ice cold water. So I'm still figuring out that, but probably I'm going to keep going with my
record. I reckon you should do a marathon in your tail.
Well, but 42 kilometers is a marathon.
No, like on land.
He means on land.
Well, that's not their realm, mate.
I mean, if you put the tail, I don't know.
No, I don't think that's going to work. Thank you, Merla. Congratulations.
Well done, Merla. That's amazing.
Well, thank you. I mean, you guys can beat my record. It's open to everybody.
Oh. Yeah, no.
Sounds cold. Of sharks.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
We've been talking about it for a couple of weeks now, giving away tickets, but our mate Vance Joy is going to be on the world famous rooftop next Wednesday. And the other day I was so alarmed when it was news, it was breaking news, Vance Joy has COVID.
No,
not the world famous rooftop performance, but he's joining us live from isolation. Vance, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Fifi. It's good to be back. Yeah, I'm happy to be able to join you guys, even if I can't be in the studio.
How are you feeling? How did COVID affect you?
I'm actually feeling pretty fine. I was a bit mild, but I woke up 2 days ago. I just arrived back from Toronto, and I was a bit flu-y, and I was going to perform at the MCG for the Fight MND.
Yeah, that would have been huge.
Queen's Birthday Clash. That would have been really cool, but it sucks a bit. But anyway, I'm all right. I'll be out in a few days, and I get to play the rooftop to make amends.
Mate, the rooftop, and we're just saying off air, some of the biggest names in the world have performed on the rooftop. Katy Perry, Lizzo,
Justin Bieber,
Flo Rida,
The Wiggles.
And you will be our very, very last performer ever on the Fox rooftop, because we are leaving this establishment. That is huge.
Wow, that is huge. I'm joining a pretty illustrious list there. I'm going to make sure that we're in our best form to send it off in style.
We can actually lift the roof off because we're not coming back.
The great thing is, though, we still will have a rooftop where we're going. So the world famous rooftop won't go anywhere, but this will be this building's last one. Now, Vance, can we talk footy for a second? Because the boys, obviously, Fev's quite excited at the moment with Carlton playing tonight.
Yeah, mate, top of the ladder.
I've forgotten, who do you barrack for?
He's a Bombers man.
The Bombers.
And they're really, really not great.
Do you watch it at all,
man? Do you keep your eye? Because they're no good. You probably wouldn't watch, would you?
I watch the highlights. I watch the highlights.
They're short.
On the AFL app, you know.
So obviously that's 30 seconds.
Yeah, I watch the 10. You know the 10 best players?
Yeah,
I watch that.
Yeah, the top 10, yeah.
And I watch the front bar as well.
The front bar.
And then Lordo's deep dive.
Yeah, Lordo's good. Yeah, Lordo's good on the Sunday footy show. We won't talk about the front bar. They sort of axed us from the footy show, took over, and we lost our jobs. Yeah, but anyway, we won't go there. Hey, you spent a bit of time in Spain, mate. Have you gone to the World Game? Do you watch the soccer at all?
You know, I haven't been once. Can you believe it? I'm kind of embarrassed to admit this. Yeah, I've just been too busy just wandering around and enjoying other parts of the city. But I have made it a priority when I get back to watch.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
What's happening?
Okay, it's not happening in the studio because a TikTok challenge, well, not even a challenge, it's a hack, has gone viral. It's had 6.4 million views. Oh. And I get this one because, as you boys know, I don't have many addictions. But when I like something, I really like it.
Yeah.
And I'm a Coke no sugar drinker. I don't drink coffee, but I love a Coke no sugar. Love it. And apparently there is a healthy version of this because you never know what's in those drinks.
No sugar.
Yeah.
That's a start.
You know no sugar's in it. But this is a Pilates instructor has come up with a concoction.
God, right.
Grim.
Best alchemists.
Yeah. A Pilates instructor.
That's a new word.
She has made a version of Coke no sugar that is completely healthy. Now I'm going to tell you what's going into these glasses. This is sparkling water with a dash of balsamic vinegar and some ice.
Where's the natural stuff?
Isn't the balsamic vinegar?
Where's caramel 875 in brackets?
I like balsamic vinegar.
I love balsamic vinegar. I don't know whether I'm going to oil
with some bread.
Yes, when you dip it in with the boy.
Yeah.
Now, what we're going to do, boys? Let's try this. Let's all do this. So,
how much of the balsamic do you put in?
Well, I think just a splash. So I'm going to go a teaspoon. What do you think?
Is this
a splash? What is a splash?
Yeah.
Is that no?
Oh no,
that's a creamy soda, bro.
Would you like to pass me your glass, Nick Cody?
Yes, please.
Here we go.
I want more balsamic.
Okay.
It's not dark enough.
Yeah.
This will not be good.
Here we go. Pass me Fev's.
Just pour. I don't want the teaspoon.
No.
Just pour it in.
Just pour.
Oh, man.
There we go.
There it is.
Should I put more in ours, Nick? I'll put a tiny bit more.
Yours looks like a grim wee after you've hung over.
Hang on,
don't worry about Coke no sugar. I hope... I hope Feb's...
Feb's just drinking a glass of balsamic.
I hope Feb's no taste buds, because there is a lot of balsamic.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers. Oh, cheers. Hey, cheers, cheers, cheers.
Here we go. Is this Coke no sugar?
That's not bad.
It's not great. Hang on.
Yeah, more vinegar.
Like. It
tastes like... It's nice.
Hang on.
I could drink that. Mate, you know, it'd be good with that. A bit of vodka, a bit of gin.
Okay, here we go.
Drink responsibly. It's nice. More balsamic.
It's not bad. It's not as bad as I thought. It's not Coke, no sugar.
Yeah, but it's better than Coke.
And I love balsamic. Like you, I love the balsamic.
No legs.
Yeah. So...
I quite like that.
I love that smell.
Mm. Oh, yeah, this smells amazing. Ooh. But seriously, I don't condone drinking, but if you put some gin in that, that's a healthy option. Balsamic gin and soda water.
Mm. Yeah, a healthy alcohol.
Yeah, so you could really mix it up.
You're both wrong. That's terrible.
What do you mean?
That tastes so bad.
Remember, you joking? I quite like it.
It tastes good for balsamic in soda water. I'll give it that. Like what I thought it was going to, but you're comparing it to Coke, no sugar.
But it's bubbly. You can't have a Coke with no sugar. It's not Coke. Just drink Coke. If you don't like, you can't drink Diet Coke or Coke, no sugar.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
I do it all the time.
It's cheating.
You like balsamic vinegar in soda water. It's awful.
It's actually nice.
It's not nice. This is so bad.
Yeah, go. Let's go. Skull.
Marcel, it's on the Fifi Feb Nick Instagram. Yep, everyone listening. You can check it out.
Bimbo. Wonder how many calories are in this.
Not much.
There wouldn't be much.
I've changed my mind.
You don't like it?
I just had another bit. No, it's balsamic vinegar. It's not Coke.
In soda water.
It's not.
Balsamic, you know, bread in balsamic vinegar. I'm like, you know what this balsamic needs? Bubbles. No.
1019 The Fox.
What are you after here, Josiah?
Did you want to do a hypothetical?
Yes, I did. Okay. Sorry, I got so excited about Gaga's song.
Let me play this.
Hypotheticals, time for us to test the team. Let's ask a question and see what they say.
Okay, this is a good hypothetical, guys. Netflix are planning a real-life Squid Game. Now, Squid Game Series 2 is coming.
It's right.
The characters are back. The green light girl, she's back. And there's apparently she's got a boyfriend, a green light boy. So that's all we know so far. I'm actually pretty pumped about this. I can't wait for that to launch on Netflix. But Netflix have announced that they're doing a real life one. Which,
so people will die.
This has happened before, right? Last year, there was a YouTuber that did one.
Yeah.
And then there was another place that was doing that tried to do a real life Squid Game.
Was there?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. And for people who don't know Squid Game,
you're living under a rock.
Well, you are, but not everybody has Netflix or knows these shows, but it was a huge internationally successful show, Korean.
Their biggest show ever, I believe.
Yeah,
ever.
It was huge. Yeah. And the idea was people were playing a game, and when you lost the game, you died, which is a little bit full on, isn't it? But there was a big money prize at the end. So I think what Netflix are doing to make it, it's a reality TV show, $4.5 million for the winner who gets to the end. Now, you don't die, which is a wonderful thing. We don't want that happening. So, for instance, when they're doing the glass steps.
It's a knockout, pretty much.
Correct. So there's a scene where there's the glass.
It's a glass bridge.
You've got to walk on glass bridge. And in the movie, if you step on the wrong pane of glass, you fall
break,
to your death.
Yeah, break, you die. Yeah.
But in this, you'll have a parachute, like you'll have a harness. You'll drop through the glass.
And then some might not have it actually on.
But this led to an interesting conversation this morning, hence why we're doing a hypothetical. We were talking about this before the show, and a member of our team put their hand up and said they think that they would win. So if our team were playing real-life Squid Game, they thought they'd win.
Now, I wasn't there for this part of the meeting. I'm assuming James Blake.
No. Close. One consonant too many.
Ah.
Our newsreader, James Blake.
Yeah.
James Blake, you came like a dark horse. Not that I have faith in you, but why do you think you would win?
I don't have faith in you. You said not that I have faith in you.
Why do you think you'd win, James?
Well, you just watch the show from the start, and I think if you're really engaged, you watch the games, you see how everyone's playing, and you kind of strategize what you would do if you were in that moment. So I think Squid Game is winnable.
So here's a little curler for you, James. We're walking across the glass. You're first. You can't win.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Okay, let's go back to the strategies.
Even the cookie, cutting around the cookie. Do you have still hands? That's where they'd get made. Yeah, very still.
But the only, just eat it. The concern in this, though, for James Lake is to think that you'll win is admitting that you are duplicitous, manipulative, and you would backstab your co-hosts. So it's a little concerning for us, that's all.
No, I wouldn't.
But okay, let's do this here in the studio.
If it was a real life Squid Games.
Fev, Nick, me. Fev.
If it was real life Squid Game where we die, I just wouldn't compete. I'd say I'm not playing.
Well,
I just wouldn't go in.
No, either would I.
Because I don't want anyone to die in this team.
No.
So I just wouldn't play because I wouldn't be able to see you guys perish.
Thank you.
Because I'd be
but if
there,
we were playing,
I'd win for sure.
Who'd come second?
It wouldn't matter. They're all dead.
Oh, you're right. That's a good point.
No one remembers who comes second, man.
So, okay. I just think I'd win
because...
You're good at everything?
No,
You did the cookie challenge with your daughters on TikTok. And
but I just think mentally I just tell myself I have to win because you have to because you're in a life or death situation. So you've got to tell yourself you're going to win because if you don't, you will lose.
Yeah. I was actually going to say you. Sorry, Nick. I didn't win.
No, the shaky hands. I'm not
of course,
over
you can't do that.
There's a lot of other factors. Don't just put it on my hands.
Glass bridge. Red light, green light, I'd be good at.
You'd step on all, even if you stepped on a normal glass thing, it'd go through.
How do you think I go? Do you guys think I'm going to lose?
Just play a song, man. I don't think you're that competitive when it comes to that. Do you think you'd win?
You always say how competitive I am, but you think I'm going to just bail on the one where I die. I'd rather die than be competitive.
Yeah, but we'd be playing marbles and you'd be arguing and I'd just steal all your marbles and then you'd be dead. Okay. You know that scene with the marbles? I'd be like, Boxy, look at that. Bang, I've taken all their marbles.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
actually.
To me, it's more, I know I'm not going to win. It's at what point am I going to lose? That's how I look at Squid Game. What part of it am I going to
win? I reckon Fee would go at the stop go. I reckon
red
she'd
light,
be
green light.
Oh,
red
light, green light. I'm staying back on the start line.
No, but yeah, you've got to get to the end by a certain time.
Nah, I'm not playing.
You're gone!
Hilariously Melbourne. Australia's first digital art gallery, The Loom Melbourne, is an epic adventure into art. See the world's finest art transform into an awe-inspiring 360-degree experience. Buy tickets now. www.theloom.com. Located at the Melbourne Exhibition and Convention Centre. 101.9